Blog Talk Radio.
Garvey, get him.
Here we go again in circles. Think I heard it all. We've been here before. But we need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing.
Times on the radio, I mean, Louboutin ain't gon' pay you for that bragging, and Donatella probably never heard your
ever.
Yeah, they probably about to label me a hater, but I know these people greater than the stones they created. It's little homies in the hood regurgitating, and everybody watching thinking that you made it. The truth is, for a few designer labels and a little bit of paper, now you 12 years slaving. Hey, but you ain't Lupita, so why you beat up and pushing people to lean on a devil cup in a seizure?
Huh?
It sound like you put your feet up. Still a slave and money can't buy your freedom, partner. Here we go again in circles. Think I heard it all. We've been here before. But we need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing.
Selling poison to people. It's time to talk about who we are and who we can be, man. We need to build each other up, not pull each other down. I feel like we're not talking about nothing right now.
Like Ralph, no in the middle, you in or you out. So we out
trying to bring them in. Don't want to come in, then we coming to you. We love in the truth and how God hates sin.
I'm just a sinner who probably gonna sin again. He take them sinners and make them sinners born again.
New creature, I'm healed by his stripes like Adidas. Put down my reefer, I broke over Keisha. Put down my flesh and I'm lifting up Jesus. Casting my crown and I pledge my allegiance. The judge gave me life. You can't kill my vibe. The son sacrificed, but you can't kill my God. I'm just a witness, salvation he giving. Anybody want it? And he ain't never told no lie. I'm just being honest, my God is 100.
God 100.
Every man be a light, but
God 100.
I'll head him aside, boy.
God 100.
Every man be a light, but
God 100.
I'll head him aside, boy.
God 100.
Close to the sun, Venus and Mercury weapons they forming, but they are not hurting me. Demons they tremble, they screaming emergency. God over money, he better than currency. Kill him on cross, and they thought it was finished. I was for needle, but no, sir, he risen. Mother religion, I sin was a vision. He gave me the vision, I see 2020. For smashing these women, drugs I was dealing, I thought I was winning, but I was a loser. My heart was stone. Look at Medusa, but Jesus, the ruler of heaven and earth, gave me a new birth. So I scream hallelujah,
hallelujah.
So I scream hallelujah, yeah, to the Almighty. More power to you, more power to you. Lion and Judah, lamb that was slain, lifting his name. Jesus the King, forever he reigned. Breaking them chains, giving healing to the lame. So get rid of that cane. Drug dealers, get rid of that cane. Thought I was fly, jumped out of that plane. On the side of the rock, I'm forever changed. The judge gave me life. You can't kill my vibe. The son sacrificed, but you can't kill my God. I'm just a witness, salvation he giving. Anybody want it? And he ain't never told no lie. I'm just being honest, my God is 100.
God 100.
Every man be a light, but
God 100.
I'll head him aside, boy.
God 100.
Every man be a light, but
God 100.
I'll head him aside, boy.
God 100.
Glory, he get it. Anyway, so I might as well give it. And if I don't, then I'm wasting my time. Chasing big faces, embracing these lies. God is a honey, that's my life showing. If I love him, everybody gon' know it. Come by the blood, open like wounds. Thought he was a goner, but he opened that tomb. Excuse my French, yeah, I speak life. Cornerstone, no Rosetta. 2 plus 2, what is metaphor? -3, ain't no one better. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. Resurrected, that's a honey. Salvation, the free gift. Does anybody want it? I'ma take a God favor, resting on me like the Sabbath, and that can be so crazy, like them black people in Paris. Use my French, yeah, I speak life. Cornerstone, no Rosetta. Jesus, he paid it all, so stay away, you debt collectors. The judge gave me life. You can't kill my vibe. The son sacrificed, but you can't kill my God. I'm just a witness, salvation he giving. Anybody want it? And he ain't never told no lie. I'm just being honest, my God is 100.
Humankind was one with God in perfect peace. But in this oneness, humankind knew not the existence of God, and so the journey began. Humanity was cast out of that perfect peace in order that the Creator may be known by the created, that they who would be raised to perfection and regain what they have long realized has been lost to themselves, may do so only through utter self-abnegation, by dying to all that to the eyes and the reason of the outer world is precious and desirable. Those that dare walk this path are indeed the spiritual mind.
Jig, jig.
Gia, what's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in. This episode right here, y'all know how we do it on Tuesdays. We on that hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Yeah, we studying this Bible, the Word of God, Abba Father. This is where we come together to worship God. Yeah, we come together to worship God and to hear from Him and also to do what He is telling us to do. Yeah, we come here to worship God, to hear from Him, and to do what He is telling us to do. We also enjoy fellowship with each other. Hallelujah, all day. Gia, mic check, sorry about that. Let's try something again. Hold on, y'all. Bear with me. We're going to pray. Then we're about to get into it. Hallelujah all day. All right. The scriptures for the night. Scriptures for this broadcast. Part one will be Joshua chapter 15. Part one is Joshua chapter 15, and you can go ahead and turn there and wait for me. Part two will be Song of Solomon chapter number 5. Song of Solomon chapter number 5 for part two. Part three will be 2 Corinthians chapter number 13. 2 Corinthians chapter number 13 for part 3. Books by Joshua Oasis Grant. Books by Joshua Oasis Grant. Number 1, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Interactive workbook / study guide. $13.49 if you want that. Alright. The When Hip Hop Meets the Christ workbook. Second book is Look to Me. Look to Me. We look into Jesus. Capital M, capital E, Jesus. Be looking to Jesus. So Look to Me is available for $11.49 if you want that. To purchase, just Google Joshua Oasis Grant. Ebook versions are also available. Okay. To give, we accept offerings, tithes, and donations from cheerful givers. Mm-hmm. We do accept offerings, tithes, and donations from cheerful givers. Two, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail.com, on PayPal.com. Yeah, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail.com, on PayPal. My God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. With that being said, let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us throughout the day. Thank you for bringing us, Father, to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to come together to worship you, Father, to hear from you, Father, and to become doers of your word. Yeah, make us hearers and doers of your word. Let your will be done in our lives. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Father, have your way. Thank you for the fellowship that we have with each other. Father, I pray that you would just unite your spirit all across this earth. Unite us, all of us, to have your spirit in us. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are the children of God. We are the sons of God. So, Father, have your way. You lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name. As we go into this Bible study, thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for teaching us and helping us to understand so we can overstand in this world. Thank you for your spirit of truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us and leading us into all truth. Thank you, Jesus. Father, just have your way. In the name of Jesus, I pray, man. Thank you. Amen. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. And we're ready to go ahead and jump on in for part one. So let's go to Joshua chapter 15. Let's get that. Joshua chapter 15. All right, Joshua chapter 15. We ready? We ready? Y'all should be there already. I'm going to read this inspirational card, then we're going to jump into Joshua chapter 15. The inspirational card says, my eternal security. My eternal security. You're secure forever. The source, God, is your Father. So it says, I give eternal life to them. This is Jesus saying this. I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish. They will never perish because I give eternal life to them. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. Mm-hmm. So Satan and them demons and devils can't even stop you. Because God is for you. Now, who's going to be against you? It ain't going to work. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Right? So we read it. Joshua chapter 15. Verse 1 says, so this was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families. The border of Edom, so this is how far, what it say? It's talking about Judah, it's going to describe Judah. Joshua chapter 15, verse 1, so this was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah. This is what Judah inherited, the land, according to their families. The border of Edom, that's where it started at the wilderness of Zin, southward, was the extreme southern boundary. That's the extreme southern boundary. What you throw about the third south, that's the southern boundary there. Verse 2 says, and their southern border began at the shore of the Salt Sea from the bay that faces southward. Then it went out of the southern side of the ascent of Akrabim, passed along to Zin, ascended on the south side of Kadesh Barnea, passed along to Hezron, went up to Adar, and went around to Karka. Now, these little different names, I tell you, and for those that might not know, but when you come across these things right here, when they listing, naming the names of the land and the borders and stuff like that, use this with your maps in your Bible. Okay? All right. And you can see, kind of see where they traveled at with, you know, and everything like that. So we're in Joshua chapter 15. Then we're in verse number 5. Let's go back to verse 4. From there it passed toward Asmon, and went out to the brook of Egypt, and the border ended at the sea. This shall be your southern border. All that is just your southern border. Verse 5 says, the east border, it's the east side. The east border was the Salt Sea as far as the mouth of the Jordan. That's the Jordan River, Salt Sea, Jordan River. And the border on the northern quarter began at the Bay of the Sea, at the mouth of the Jordan. The northern quarter began. All right, verse 6 says, the border went up to Beth Hogla and passed north of Beth Arba, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. Verse 7 says, then the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and it turned northward toward Gilgal, which is before the ascent of Adummim, which is on the south side of the valley. The border continued toward the waters of Enshemesh and ended at Enrogel. So, all Father is doing, all he is doing is just naming the borders and the territories, and then he's showing how far they traveled. How far they traveled and how far their borders stretched to. So yeah, man, all this land, they taking over the land, man, going into the promised land. Joshua chapter 15, verse 8. It says, and the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom to the southern slope of the Jebusite city, which is Jerusalem. The border went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim northward. Then the border went around from the top of the hill to the fountain of the water of Nephtoah, and extended to the cities of Mount Ephraim, and the border went around to Bala, which is Kirjath Jearim. Verse 10, Joshua chapter 15, verse 10, then the border turned westward from Bala to Mount Seir, passed along to the side of Mount Jearim on the north, which is Cheshelon. Went down to Beth Shemesh and passed on to Timnah. And the border went out to the side of Ekron northward. Then the border went around to Shakron, passed along to Mount Bala, and extended to Jabneel, and the border ended at the sea. So if you look at all this stuff, because I know we're not familiar with most of these names and all that stuff like that, if we look at all this stuff, take it to the map, you can see it and understand it clearer. But if you don't know what's going on here is Father's giving out the land. This is the land of Judah. West side, north side, south side,
east side.
All right. Joshua chapter 15. Read verse 12. It says, the west border was the coastline of the great sea. This is the boundary of the children of Judah, all around according to their families. Verse 13. Joshua chapter 15, verse 13 says, now to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He gave a share among the children of Judah. Caleb. Now remember, Caleb and Joshua was the only one that came back out of the original spies that came back with faith in God. The other spies came back and put fear in the hearts of the people, talking about, yeah, it's a good land, but there's some giants over there, man. But Caleb and Joshua like, yeah, it's a good land, there's some giants over there, some big grapes, but if they that big, our God is so much more bigger. Mm-hmm. They weren't scared of the giants. They looked at the giants and got encouraged. When all the rest of them, you know, gave a bad report to the people. So verse 13 says, now to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a share among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, namely Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anakim, that's them giants. Caleb, verse 14, Joshua chapter 15, verse 14 says, Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak from there. Yeah, the three sons of Anak, them three giant sons, right? Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak from there. She say, Amen and Talmiel, the children of Anak. So he got rid of them. Verse 15 says, then he went up from there to the inhabitants of Debir. Formerly the name of Debir was Kirjath Sefer. And Caleb said, he who attacks Kirjath Sefer and takes it to him, I will give Aksah, my daughter, as wife. So whoever takes it, go attack it and take it, and give them Aksah, my daughter, as wife. Verse 17 says, so Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it. And he gave him Aksah, his daughter, as wife. Now it was so when she came to him that she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. So she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, what do you wish? She answered, give me a blessing, since you have given me land. Give me a blessing, since you have given me land in the south. Give me also springs of water. So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. All right. Now, the next segment, these are the cities of Judah. So we're going to go ahead and just go through these. All right. This is the cities of Judah. Joshua chapter 15, verse 20 says, this was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families. The cities at the limits of the tribe of the children of Judah toward the border of Edom in the south were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagger. Now, we're just naming cities. These are the cities of Judah. Verse 22, Kena. What is it? Demona? Adada? Kadesh? Hazar? Ithnan? Ziph? Tilim? Beoloth? Hazar? Hadita? Kerioth? Hezron? Which is Hazar? Amam? Shema? Moladah? Hazar? Hazar Gada, Heshmon, Beth Pilet, and these are just cities, man. And we only got to look at your map, man. I'm telling you, to help you better understand. Because God is very detailed. So he put all this in here for a reason. So that's why I don't skip no parts of the Bible. Me, I don't skip no parts of the Bible. I'm just going to let you know that I don't skip any of it. But I tried to skip over Chronicles. First and Second Chronicles. Nope. Joshua chapter 15. We in verse 28. Hazel, it's a Hazar, Shuel, Beersheba, Bizjathi, Bala, Ejim, Ezium, El Tolad, Chesil, Horma, Ziklag, Madmena, San Sena, but that's a lot of cities. Lebel, and we ain't finished. Lebel, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimmon. All the cities are 29 with their villages. So see how God just added that up right quick, right? 29 cities with their villages. That's why you take your time with this Bible. Take your time. And don't listen to the devil when he say, you're sleepy, and then you start yawning. Man, please, you better stay in his word. Tell your body what to do. Don't let your body tell you what to do. All right? Verse 33, Joshua chapter 15 says, in the lowland, Eshtaol, Zorah, Ashna, Zenoa, Enganim, Tepua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Sukkah, Azekah, Sheraim, Adethiam, Gedera, and Gederothiam. 14 cities with their villages. Verse 37 says, Zenon, Hadassah, Migdal, Gad, Dilion, Mizpah, Jocthiel, Lachish, Bosketh, Eglon, Kebon, I guess I'm speaking Hebrew right now, Lamas, Kittish, Gideroth, Beth Dagon, Naima, and Makeda. 16 cities with their villages. So that's 16, 14, 29. All right, verse 42 says, Libna, Ether, Ashan, Jephthah, Ashna, Nezib, Keilah, Akzib, and Marasha, 9 cities with their villages. Verse 45, Ekron with its towns and villages. Verse 46, from Ekron to the sea, all that lay near Ashdod with their villages, Ashdod with its town and villages. Gaza with its town and villages. There's a lot of cities and towns and villages. As far as the brook of Egypt and the great sea with its coastline. Verse 48, Joshua chapter 15. And in the mountain country, Shema, Jether, Sukkah, Dana, Kirjath, Sana, which is Debir. Keep hearing about Debir, D-E-B-I-R. Verse 50 says, Anep, Eshtema, Anum, Goshan, Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages. Verse 52, Arab, Duma, Eshion, Janum, Beth Tupua, Afka, Humta, Kirjath Abba, which is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Jutha, Jezreel, Jokdiam, Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages. Now, he's going to add them all up in a minute. Don't worry. Why this? All right, where we at? Joshua chapter 15, verse 58. Halhul, Beth Zor, Gedor, Marath, Beth Anath, and El Tekon, 6 cities with their villages. Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages. So don't get stuck and confused or turn off of the word because of these words that you might can't understand or don't know nothing about. These are cities that God has named. They in the word for a reason. All right? So take God's word very seriously. Every detail. I'm glad he detailed. So we don't got to guess nothing. All right? Verse 61 says, in the wilderness, Beth Arba, Midden, Sikaka, Nibshan, the city of salt, and Injedai, 6 cities were their villages. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem to this day. And we got through 63 verses like that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And when we come back, we jump into part number 2, which is Song of Solomon, chapter number 5. We just finished Joshua chapter 15. And it was a lot of naming going on. A lot of land, a lot of cities, a lot of villages and towns and borders and stuff. Oh, my. We'll be right back, man. When Hip Hop Meets Christ, appreciate you tuning in. Yeah.
One to you, Lord, your ambassador, yours truly. It's true. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's true.
I do.
Oh, yeah,
Satan is the choice of the majority. Jesus seems to be the
choice of only the minority, but he's the ultimate authority, we call the sovereignty, the most preeminent, so we got the most seniority. People follow me without restraint, who knows how hard the heart will be. The world, flesh, and devil form the three-man camaraderie, and my block could be proof, soaking anthropology. Sin has long since become man's hottest commodity, everything from robbery to sodomy, to improperly getting cash, to girls who flash like photography, yeah, without properly understanding biblical prophecy, you can't possibly see where to stop with me. Enduring all the verbal mockery, got to be cause he loved me like women love a shopping spree. His agape be the love that got to me, he adopted me, now I'm in his family and I'm God's property.
Praise
and periodically
Lord,
some youth to want to copy me as a copy these saviors,
yeah,
so no one lives properly. And when I start to get wobbly, God'll be mercy and grace, the ultimate team like cheese and broccoli. They make up for what we lack cause of our poverty, fills in the gaps and the cracks up in our pottery. I believe I'm a die for sure, not probably.
You
right, possibly, but let me share my philosophy. Logically, I know I don't want hell. Jalapenos are too hot for me. If it's not for free and salvation's gotta be, then I can't stand it. I'm like Titanic out to sea. Sure to be abandoned like bad stocks will be.
Aww.
But no need, cause Christ hit the jackpot for me.
Yeah,
that's why I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's why I love him. Bring it.
Word.
I love you, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I love you, Lord.
No one above you.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes, I
you know
do.
Lord.
Love you, Jesus.
Love
most
you,
of
Jesus.
I love you.
Yes, it's true.
You know the world, she's my ex-girl. She keeps calling me, cause we used to go together, kinda like your cars and keys. I was a fool, but we were cool as the autumn breeze. Till I met the God that barred the seas. Pardon me. I had some bad rap and R&B, or to be considered as dangerous as clogged arteries. The flesh and spirit's been warring like dogs and fleas. The God in me told me he's attacking all disease. It's getting hard for me to ignore the spiritual part of me that wants to hear Christ and not just lyrical artistry. I want to please the one who stretched out his arms for me. Though I failed him, he let them nail him on a tree. By now you're probably on to me. I think the sun's hot, hotter than high noon summer street corners be. To the only God who gave a son cause he wanted me. To him, all the praise, all the glory and the honor be.
I love you, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Love you, Jesus.
You know it.
Yes, it's true.
It's true. True that.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord. Above you.
Yes, it's true.
You my number one love. You my number one love, Lord. Everybody else, they fall short.
You bring worship out of a brother.
Thank you. listen up. Take a seat for a sec, please listen up. The Almighty got a plan, way bigger stuff than wasting life in the back of a prison truck. We at a time where it ain't much time left. Got these kids in the streets taking blind steps, and every day they go astray, they use their minds less. Can't find their way home, but somehow seem to find death. Take a stand, I'm a real man to man up, cause we all make mistakes, that's what man does. Let's teach them how to pray and set some standards, so they can know the truth of man come to ambush. If we don't get them, then they victims in the loomy life. Had their eyes mesmerized like it's movie night. Jesus Christ changed lives, gotta let them know. Can't give up on them now, don't let them go. Cause I know that.
Coming back, so let that be the reason. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you're tuned in, appreciate you being here. I'm talking about for sure. All right, we on part two. We ready for part two. We got through Joshua chapter one real good. I thought we were going to be on there long. Get through that with all them naming of them cities and get ready because a lot of the next few chapters, we're going to be doing the same thing, look like. Yeah, they taking over the land, man. God promised them. He said they were gonna, you know, have a land flowing with milk and honey. And they going into the promised land. And they getting all the land and borders and everything. So the next few chapters we're gonna be reading like that. So it's cool with me. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. Alright, we ready for part number two. Part number two. Which is Song of Solomon, chapter number 5. So let's go there. Song of Solomon, chapter number 5. The Song of Solomon is right behind Psalms and Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, then Song of Solomon, right? And Solomon was the wealthiest, wisest king ever. Solomon wrote Proverbs, Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes. Then he wrote Song of Solomon. And Song of Solomon, in case you don't know, it is a love story, a true love story between a male and a female. All right? Love story. Song of Solomon, chapter 5. Talking about Israel. And it's picturing Israel being, you know, betrothed to God, being engaged and married, belonging to God, right? So, Song of Solomon, chapter 5. Verse 1, and like I said, you got to take your time with the word, because Solomon is writing this, but he's writing this, I'm quite sure he got, his wife's perspective, concubine perspective. Yeah, 700 wives, 300 concubines. So I'm quite sure he got their perspective, got what they said. He talked to some of their friends. And then he said some things. So when you're reading these chapters in Song of Solomon, you got Solomon talking sometimes. You got his beloved talking sometimes. You got her friends talking sometimes, you know. So just going to take our time with it. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 1. It says, I have come to my garden, my sister, my spouse. That's Solomon right there, the beloved. I have come to my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. Come to the garden, gather my myrrh, my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Don't wine and milk. All right, let's go. Eat, oh friends. Drink. Yes, drink deeply, oh beloved ones. So milk is good for you. Wine is good for you because the Bible mentioned both of them right there. All right. Now, why we start off drinking human milk as babies and then graduate to drinking animal milk as you know, when you get up at a certain age, I don't know. Something to think about and to look into, huh? You come in here drinking milk from drinking human milk, then you grow up and start drinking animal milk, cow milk, goat milk. Oh, y'all drink goat milk? Okay, anyway, let me read. Eat, O friends, drink. Yes, drink deeply, O beloved ones. Verse 2 says, I sleep, but my heart is awake. This is the Shulamite. The Shulamite's troubled evening is what she's about to talk about right here. The Shulamite says, I sleep, but my heart is awake. It is the voice of my beloved. He knocks, saying, open for me. My sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. Good grief, he in love, ain't it? My sister, my dove, my love, my perfect one, my dove, my perfect one. For my head is covered with dew, my locks. Do they say locks? Yup. My locks with the drops of the night. Read your Bible. I'm telling you, spend time with God. Seek the truth and he'll help you understand. Verse 3. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 3. I have taken off my robe. How can I put it on again? I have washed my feet. How can I defile them? My beloved put his hand by the latch of the door, and my heart yearned for him. He just touched the door, and my heart yearned for him, right? They in love, right? Verse 5. This is real love, not lust, all right? Verse 5. Yeah, and it's taking place between a male and a female. Verse 5 says, how God made it. Thank you. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 5. I arose to open for my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with liquid myrrh, on the handles of the lock. Verse 6 says, I opened for my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and was gone. Wow. That's why she's going through it. Her troubled evening. I opened up, but he left. My heart leaped up when he spoke. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Wow. You ever been like that? Heart leaped up when he spoke. Sought him, but couldn't find him. Yeah, Father, I'm talking about, it'd be like that with the Lord sometimes. Your heart be leaping when he speak. Then you seek him but can't find him sometimes because he be hiding himself. I'm like, man, I was in your presence yesterday. Where you at today? I'm still here, but I'm quiet. You feel what I'm saying? See, you got to get to know him to understand that's what he be doing. So I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Sometimes you can call God. Call Jesus, and he'll answer you. Do you stop calling him? No. You're just in a certain time in your life where a certain season, you know what I'm saying, where he's quiet. But then that's when that trust and that obedience kick in. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 7 says, the watchmen who went about the city found me. They struck me. They wounded me. Oh, man. What's going on, man? The watchmen struck her. The keepers of the walls took my veil away from me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him I am lovesick. Yeah, if you find, do you long for, see, this is a person, this is people long for people like this, but we should be longing for God like this. Yeah, think about it. You and your relationship with God. Yeah, don't just be on the surface talking about a male and a female. No, let's get deep into this thing. You and your relationship with God. So I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him I am lovesick. Verse 9. says, what is your beloved? The daughters of Jerusalem hollering back at her. What is your beloved more than another beloved? O fairest among women, what is your beloved more than another beloved that you so charge us? Because she said, if you tell him, if you find him, tell him I'm lovesick. And what's up with him? What's it, what make him so special? You know how folk be talking, right? Verse 10, Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 10. My beloved is white and ruddy, chief among 10,000. His head is like the finest gold. His locks are wavy and black as a raven. That mother said white, ruddy. That's white, red, black. Golly. My beloved is white and ruddy. Chief among 10,000. His head is like the finest gold. His head is like gold. His locks are wavy and black as a raven. His eyes are like doves by the rivers of water, washed with milk and fitly set. He washed up with milk? What? What's up with this milk, man? Look more into that milk thing. Verse 13 says, his cheeks are like a bed of spices, banks of scented herbs. His lips are lilies dripping liquid myrrh. His hands are rods of gold set with beryl. That's some royalty there, boy. His body is carved ivory, inlaid with sapphires. His legs are pillars of marble, set on bases of fine gold. His countenance is like Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. I'm talking about describing them on down to the T. Put some poetry on him, then. His mouth is most sweet. Yes, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. That's why he's staying out and outstanding. She just described that much. His body carved ivory, inlaid with sapphires. His legs are pillars of marble, set on bases of fine gold. Good grief. Let me get out of Song of Solomon. She done went all in the details. But yeah, that is, I'm talking about that's somebody that's in love right there. Can't live without them. You know what I'm talking about? In love. Yeah, you know how I was, or how I be with you and Father? I can talk about me then. Fell in love with him, with Father, right? Talking about going to lunch with him, you know, first start walking with him and everything. And then, like I said, next time, he might hide himself. Be like, hey, man. But you got to know he is still there. So you can relate. I'm lovesick. If you see my beloved, what they say, he may not come when you want him, but he always on time. I'm calling and calling. He might not come when you want him, but I guarantee you he going to show up on time for you. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Almond milk. You get milk from almonds now, man. God, almond milk. Represent greater. Drop that in the chat room. Hey, don't drink the goat milk. You can even stop drinking cow milk. Get some almond milk. I want to know what happened to the human milk, man. You know what I'm saying? When Hip Hop Meets Christ, we'll be right back. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir.
One Accord, DJs.
You are now listening to the sold out mixtape series. And you know this?
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far,
hot on tracks with Big Dre, who got the speakers bumping and the whole crowd stomping to the kingdom sound that's hitting all around, and everybody's hearing the beat. You got to get down to pump it up a little.
Brand new.
You know, hip, not a lot, just a little bit, cause you know we got to keep it real. You know the deal, I'm trying to fool you all with the old sex appeal. I hope you know what I mean. We represent the king who blowing a mile high. He do the things he do, spread his love abroad. The living peace has been going
walked through hard times and tribulation, but not extinction. Okay, now we got to send the praise up, so let's raise up. It don't take much, just forget about clapping your hand. Now do your dance, no more shackles on the feet, cause now we're set free.
Watch your blessings come down. Praise your name cause you blow my mind. Don't matter whenever I need you, you always right on time. Blind walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Before I gained wisdom, thought I could handle it myself. What's wealth? If you lose your soul, I'm satisfied. Can exhale, now it's under control. So let's go to a better place, better face. See another earth. Passion of Christ, got passion to the day you rebirth. Learn to put him first. Anything I want in this life, it's already done and I ain't gotta work. The only thing I need is a little bit of faith. No matter how long it takes, I will patiently wait. I know the change gon' come, that's why I wrote to the song. Got Jesus on my side so I can never go wrong. That's why.
Trackhead Remix exclusive.
Here's a sample.
Now back to your regular schedule.
This is the Torrance Rice and I'm with the sold out mixtape series.
Floating with the clouds, the highest clouds feel like
What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ Jesus, our Lord, and submits to him. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, man. We up in the building, man. Today's topic, well, we just on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. You know what I'm talking about? All right. Part three, well, in case you missed it, part one was Joshua chapter number 15. Okay? There's a lot of reading, a lot of pronouncing of these names of these towns and cities and villages. So Joshua chapter 15, that was part one. Part two was Song of Solomon chapter 5. All right? And part three, we ready to go there now, is 2 Corinthians chapter number 13. So let's go there. 2 Corinthians chapter number 13. Let's get it in. Hallelujah all day. Hallelujah. Father, get your glory. In the name of Jesus. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 13. 2 Corinthians chapter number 13. See what Father got for us up in here, man. All right, make sure you are in the Corinthians with the 2 in front of it. 2 Corinthians. Chapter number 13. It's going to be the last chapter for Corinthians. 1 and 2 Corinthians is going to be the last chapter, so we'll be starting Galatians next. You know what I'm saying? All right. So, 2 Corinthians chapter number 13, verse 1. It says, this will be the third time I am coming to you. This third time I'm coming to you. By the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, every word shall be established. So, this third time. So, 2 or 3 times, it's going to be established, right? This will be the third time I am coming to you by the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. Every word shall be established. Verse 2 says, I have told you before and foretell as if I were present the second time. And now being absent, I write to those who have sinned before, to all the rest, that if I come again, I will not spare. Since you seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, who is not weak toward you, but mighty in you. For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. That's us too. Mm-hmm. Though we be suffering, we live by the power of God, right? The outward man perishing, but the inward man being renewed day by day by God, our Father. So 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. We're going to live how? By the power of God. Not doing this on our own. Not leaning on our own understanding. Not being deceived by our own thoughts and desires. And then talking about they God. No. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We're not confused. We know who our Father is, who Abba Father is. We are not in religion. We know God. For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Verse 5 says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Mm-hmm. Check yourself as to whether you are in the faith. You know if you're in it or not. Yeah, test yourselves. Examine yourself. Test yourself. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Mm-hmm. Unless indeed you are disqualified, test yourself now. Yeah, we know who we talking about. We know who we follow. Mm-hmm. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. Yeah, we are not disqualified because we hear what Father is saying and we do what Father is saying. We don't just know God is God. Yeah, like demons. But we know God as Father like Jesus. Uh-oh, yes, sir. I like that. Yeah, we don't just know God as God like demons. We know God as Father like Jesus. I like that. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians chapter number 13. Verse 7 says, now I pray to God that you do no evil. I pray to God that you do no evil. Not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable. Not evil, but do what is honorable. Though we may seem disqualified, we might seem like it, but you can't go by what it seems like in a temporary situation. You got to know. You got to live. We have to live above our circumstances and situations, especially if they, you know, not lined up with what God has said. Because God going to give you a word, and then your situation might not be lined up. But you got to live above your situation and live off God's word. See, this is true. This is doable stuff. This is real. How we live successfully before God, with God, in Him. Okay? Verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8 says, for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. I don't do nothing against the truth, but I'm for the truth. So that's why if you're for the truth, we're going to get along. If you're against the truth, you're going to get your behind tore up. Not that I'm so bad, but that Holy Ghost that's in me, not that I'm so bad, but that Jesus that's in me, not that I'm so bad and tough, but that God, Abba Father, that's in me, that G-O-D, God on deck. Mm-hmm. We can do nothing against the truth. I'm for the truth, but we do what we do for the truth. See? For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Everything we are doing is for the truth, is building up for the truth. Not building up for ourselves, but it's building up for the truth. It ain't even us doing it. We understand that we done got to know God so much that we understand that it's the will of the Lord that's inside of us. It ain't even us. It's Him that's in us that wills, that makes us want to do His will. Then it's Him that's in us that does His will through us. So no, you're not getting credit for none of this. All glory going to God. All credit, all props and praise is going to God. Verse 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 13. I'm going to get up out of here. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 9 says, for we are glad when we are weak and you are strong. And this also we pray, that you may be made complete. So we are glad when we are weak and you are strong, though. And this also we pray, that you may be made complete. Verse 10 says, therefore I write these things, being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness according to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification and not for destruction. Yeah, He's given me authority for edification, not for destruction. Only thing we're going to destroy is Satan and his works, like Jesus did. Because that's what Jesus came to do, destroy the works of Satan. Okay? So we got authority in us from the Lord. He's given us this authority, but it's for edification. It's for building up. We're not for tearing down each other, but for building up each other, right? You're going to tear down that wrong stuff. Verse 11 says, finally, brethren, farewell. Become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Okay? Finally, brethren, farewell. Become complete. Keep growing. And become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. I know the world tore up, but live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. When you do things His way, He's going to be with you. The God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit. Y'all see that? The grace of the Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Yeah, grace of Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit ain't nothing, nobody, nowhere, anywhere gonna stop you. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you, Father, for the communion of the Holy Spirit. Now, as we depart from each other and from this broadcast, I pray that you, that we won't depart from you, and that you will stay with us, and we'll stay in your presence, Father. We'll continue to glorify you day by day, every day, night by night, every night. Have your way, Father. Get the glory from our lives. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth, in our lives, as it is in heaven. Water the seed that was planted today. Let it produce more faith in us, more love and more obedience and trust in us towards you. And let it produce glory. Let it give you glory, Father. What it set out to do. In Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We finished with the hip hop Bible study, little buddy. And 45 minutes left on the clock. Might play one or two songs, but I'm going to be out. All right? For sure with it. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we'll be back next time. All right? Keep God first. Know that he is in control. And remember, if God is for you, who can be against you? It ain't going to work. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Remember, the outward man being deep, it gets tore up. What did it say? The outward man perish. Another scripture say, we are killed for your sake all day long. For your sake, we are killed all day long. So don't be so focused on this body, man. But be focused on the inward man that's being renewed day by day by God, Abba Father. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, I'm your homie Oasis. Get at you next time. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
All the steps you would take from the place to death. you would live into the people you would meet, or that you met and come to learn and respect. Yeah, he's been involved since the beginning, from the first to the ninth inning, and he knows exactly what happens next. So it's no coincidence that you grew up in the south, or that you grew up in the east or the west. And it's no coincidence that you went away to college and you chose basketball over track. And it's all written in the script, everything from your desires to the way that you were wired, my guess. God did it all on purpose so that you would know your purpose and do what's work from this life to the next. Let's go. Struggling with their purpose, they want to know why God put them here on the earth. It's so common to glorify God and work in the 9 to 5, but that's just scratching the surface. Don't get me wrong, every man has got to earn his, but he just got to labor and he can't mind breaking the sweat. But at the same time as he grinds, man, he can't deny he was designed for more than chasing a check. People are breaking their necks, trying to discover who they are, why they're here, and what it is that God wants them to do. You ain't got to feel no way about that, no sir, if your foot fits right in that shoe. And if I were you, I wouldn't confuse being rich and successful with finding one's purpose. That's something we gotta wrestle with. Girl, I'm not a specialist, but I know you got a special gift that God wants to give to the world. That comes with me. I know a lot of y'all got a lot of questions. Trust me, God got something for you to do. He gave us all something. I hear you saying, I know that I got a purpose, I just don't know what it is. Let me help you uncover it. I tell you what I did. I followed my bent. Where do you like to go? What do you like to do? That should give you a clue. What do you do well? What are some of your strengths? What you like to discuss will probably give you a hint. Tell me what drives you up the wall, cause your greatest frustration is a problem that you are here to solve. That is, if God gave you the tools to pull it off, if he has, then get up off of your stool and get involved. Yeah, but don't carry your gifts. Don't worry, you're equipped to do whatever God wants you to do for him. He wants you to take the thing that you like to do and blend that with the thing God told us we must do. So then you're spending all your energy and you're fruitful in the ministry. Now that's what I call a win-win. Let's go.
Life. backwards world we live in. President making wrong calls. Is he really? Lord knows. I ain't studying man-made laws. Like the title of this song and the truth of it too. The flesh is death, the spirit gives life. So what you gonna do? Cause I'm gonna go ahead and snap while I'm busting this rap. I made the whole world for us. Why we treat him like crap? If I'm lying to the fool, man, that's some bull. How we enjoying life, but when it comes to heaven, ain't no fool. If you don't want the truth, then don't come around me. Cause I'm giving it out raw, and it's uncut as you can see. And as long as God got my back, I'm gonna keep it cracking. Don't get mad at me cause it's Satan and sin that I'm attacking. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the light. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the light. Look, they poor over there. Let's take advantage of them. Give them $1 million deal and they make their music sound like him. And him and her. No creativity in the mix. Nowhere. Not thinking for ourselves. Man, yeah, I went there. Y'all behind the scenes tripping. Can't take hip hop from us. Cause it's still real ripping. Leaving your money and deals in the dust. And this one right here, man, he's all about the Christ. So you might see me coming, but you better think twice. Just tell it like it is. You done heard it all before. Jesus coming back on you. Don't let him close the door. Jesus is real and he ain't no punk and he ain't soft neither. Take it from this black male that met him and became a believer.
Yes,
the life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the light. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the light.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.